What does it take
to move someone from poverty to self-sufficiency? It takes another person willing to walk through the process with them. We saw this with Ron. After a few years in the military, life had kind of ganged up on him, and he retreated into dependency and isolation. Eventually, he was living alongside Swan Creek in a homemade hut. A volunteer struck up a relationship with Ron. That relationship led to a job, which led in turn to an apartment and then a work van. There's a great picture of Ron somewhere holding his new driver's license, standing in front of his van, his smile indescribable. Sadly, Ron was diagnosed with cancer about 2 years ago, and he died this past winter. But God sent ordinary people to provide extraordinary help to this image bearer. Want to help another person like Ron? Come join us. What does it take to move someone from poverty to self-sufficiency? Well, it takes another person willing to walk through that process with them, but it is possible. We saw this with a guy named Ron. Ron had spent the early years of his life serving our country in the military, but once he got out of the service, life kind of ganged up on him, and he retreated into dependency and isolation. When we met him, he was living alongside Swan Creek in a hut he had made. One of our volunteers struck up a relationship with Ron. That relationship led to a job, which led in turn to an apartment and a work van. There's a great picture somewhere of Ron holding his new driver's license in front of that van. His smile is indescribable. Sadly, Ron was diagnosed with cancer about 2 years ago, and he died earlier this year. We're so grateful that his last few years saw a reversal of his life's path. God sent ordinary people to provide extraordinary help to this image bearer. Today, he is enjoying the full impact of his end-of-life decisions. Do you want to help another person like Ron? Come join us.